Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday as I record this, and there's a blizzard going on in Chicago. I've already shoveled my walk about three times, and will probably do it about three more times before all is said and done, and kind of hope I won't have a heart attack in the process. Meanwhile, hey, let's talk about recycling in the city of Chicago. I talk about that a lot on my programs, and it's because, well, for and I'll mention it in the segment you hear coming up next, that I've been with the Chicago Recycling Coalition for about 10 years, following this from blue bag through blue cart to whatever comes next. And the reason it has come up now is because there's this remarkable woman who approached me several months ago about an app, an app that she was putting together where she wanted to find out if there's recycling going on in high-rises. And high-rises are kind of the stepchild of the recycling effort in Chicago. With all the attention and all the fuss about blue carts being rolled out, high-rises have been kind of left in the dust. So it's good to see somebody paying attention. And Claire Micklin is one of several people who put this app together. So I ventured to the northern part of Chicago just a couple of days ago to talk to her. That's next. I'm sitting in a coffee shop with Claire Micklin on the north side of Chicago. We're in the Edgewater neighborhood, actually. And part of the reason we're here is because there are a number of high-rises nearby. Why am I interested in high-rises? Well, that's because Claire has put together an app that got launched about, what, 4 days ago?
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your app and what you hope to accomplish with it.
Okay, so our app allows residents of 5+ unit buildings within Chicago to report that they're not receiving recycling services from their landlords. You can just come into our site, put in your address, find your building. If your building doesn't have a report, you can report it. And if you find that your building already has reports, you can add your report. So it's a pretty simple app, and then we actually map all the reports. And so you can actually explore the map and see other people's comments and their reports. You can kind of get a sense about what people are saying about not having recycling.
Now, I should let folks know who don't know this that I've been involved with the Chicago Recycling Coalition for about 10 years, fighting the good fight, trying to get recycling in Chicago. Those of you who are listening in other parts of the country might know, and you might not know, that recycling in Chicago has never been easy, and it continues to be that way. Would you agree, Claire?
Yeah, just from my time in Chicago, I've lived in Chicago for about 10 years, and it's never been easy. I remember the blue bag program and trying to separate my recyclables into blue bags, and then that went away, and then I remember dumping my recycling into the neighboring condo's recycling, and then into somebody else's blue bin. So it's
and I think a lot of people do that, especially people who live in multi-unit buildings, what we call multi-unit.
Right.
And in Chicago, there are two systems, and it's kind of weird because if you have a building that has four units or fewer, you get a blue cart. And it shows up usually in the front of your home, and then you got to take it around to the alley, as happened in my neighborhood a couple of years ago, and I was very thrilled to get my blue cart because you'd mentioned blue bag. Boy, all of this has a long history. And before we get to the app, and the app is fascinating, let's start with that. We had this program called Blue Bag in Chicago dating from basically the mid-90s. The idea was that you would throw all of your recyclables into a blue bag, plastic bag, and then you would throw this plastic bag into your garbage bin, the black bin in back. There were no blue bins then, no blue carts. And the idea was that it would get smooshed in with all of the other garbage. You remember this because you said you had this system.
I used to buy blue bags at the store to put my recycling in. So.
And a lot of people didn't want to buy blue bags. But they would put it in with the garbage, smoosh it up, and then take it to transfer stations where they claimed they would take out the recyclables. And as you can imagine, it was not very efficient. And, in fact, it just didn't work. And what happened along the way is that a bunch of people like the Chicago Recycling Coalition, my organization, the media, the Reader, the Tribune, the Sun-Times, everybody, WBEZ, everybody got on board and said, hey, this system isn't working. And it only took us 15 years. I know.
Yeah.
It's just sad to think about that. 15 years before the city finally said, okay, maybe we should have blue carts. And so they began to roll out blue carts in 2008. And again, remember, only buildings that have four units or fewer get them. So single family, two flats, three flats, and the four flat homes get them. This didn't account for a lot of folks in the city, but still, in 2008, they started rolling out the blue carts. Then a weird thing happened, mainly that the economy went belly up. It went bust, and so did the city of Chicago, and so they had to put those plans on hold. And so welcome the new mayor, Rahm Emanuel, in 2011, and two-thirds of the four-unit and fewer homes still didn't have blue carts, and Rahm managed to get it finished by last year, actually 2013. November, I think, of 2013 was when they were finally rolled out. So 600,000 units now have blue carts, okay? However, we have another 400,000 units in the city, people who live in what we call multi-unit buildings, five units or more. And they're supposed to set up their own, well, the people who manage the building or own the building are supposed to set up recycling systems for that building, and they're supposed to inform the people in the building, and it's supposed to be posted, and you should have a convenient way of doing it. Now, do you live in a building like that, Claire?
I do. I live in an 18-unit building here in Edgewater.
And what has been your experience with recycling in the building?
At first we didn't have it, and I noticed that my neighbors were overfilling our neighbors' blue bins. They were constantly overflowing. Then, without any notice or kind of education, I've seen two recycling dumpsters pull up, but then our trash has been taken away, so it's a little confusing. I'm not sure what's going on. I think we have recycling, but there's been no...
But you're not sure.
There's been no outreach or education about it, and I think everyone... So now my building has stolen the neighboring two flats' garbage. So,
and it shouldn't be that way.
Right.
It's insane that in the 21st century, 15 years into the 21st century, the city of Chicago leaves recycling to the whims of people who drag in blue carts, or they throw it in somebody else's yard or somebody else's cart, and as you say, you don't even know. Now, did you go to the managers of your building and say, what's the story? Did you ask them?
I have actually not asked, no. I think I did check it out with Streets and Sanitation, a person who's, I think, works in 48th Ward Streets and Sanitation. I said, can I request recycling? Like, how do I go about this? And at first she said, oh, maybe we can write a letter to your building manager. And then when I pressed on it, she said, actually, you know, the recycling law has no teeth. There's really nothing we can do about it. Maybe you can just start a recycling program in your building yourself. So.
Wow. And that has been the case since this law was passed. We're actually celebrating the anniversary of the high-rise recycling law. And that's another thing that's weird, that when it comes to blue carts, that's run by the Department of Streets and Sanitation, and it's policy of the city to pick up recycling. When it comes to high-rises, there's actually an ordinance on the books called the Burke-Hansen Ordinance. And that's supposed to govern recycling in multi-unit buildings. The problem with Burke-Hansen, as you know, Claire, because you've researched this, mm-hmm. is that it's not enforced.
Right.
So that led you and a group called OpenGov Hack Night to try to do something about it. First, let's explain what OpenGov Hack Night is.
Sure. It's a night where people who are interested in sort of making apps for the public good, but more specifically, they work a lot with, like, the open data that the city of Chicago provides. It's like an open kind of portal of all this different data from the city, and they sort of use that data to make apps that sort of make people, like, encourage people to participate civically or just give information, and I mean, in all sorts of apps.
Yeah. And as you said, they're using information that's already there that the city has, and they just manage to obtain that information and then create an app that allows you to use it usefully.
Yeah, they sort of interpret it for people. Either
right, interpretation is a good way to put it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Our app is a little different because we're actually asking people to provide data. This is not data that the city provides or collects, so they're not taking a survey and saying how many buildings don't recycle, because they don't enforce this law anyway. So it's more people are volunteering this information on an anonymous basis.
Well, we should tell folks, and we're looking at the app here on your laptop computer. The app is called MyBuildingDoesn'tRecycle.com, mm-hmm. And that's where people can go, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that address you can go, and you can see all of the reports. You can explore them and look at the comments. You can make your own report. We also have some other information about actions you can take, like calling your landlord. We've got a sample email you can send. We've got articles that you can read further about recycling in Chicago.
I'm trying to imagine somebody from New York or L.A. looking at this, going online, and looking at all the places that are on this map right now where they don't recycle, and wonder what they would be thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's recycling is definitely more just a given in a lot of cities, and I'll definitely say, like, San Francisco, it's just their goal is zero waste.
They are light years ahead of us. I mean, they're at a point where they actually are now picking up food scraps. I mean, we don't even pick up yard waste in the city of Chicago, basically, which is against, it's a violation of state law, but we don't do it on any kind of regular basis. So the idea that you had to create an app that would try to get this information from people so we can at least locate the buildings that might be a problem. Now, the question I would ask you about this, when somebody goes in and they say, my building doesn't recycle, they might be like you, where you have not actually talked to your building manager.
Right.
And they might not really know. They might think their building doesn't recycle.
Right.
So is there a comment section where folks can put more information in?
You know, I think the best thing that people could do would be to contact us on the site instead of, I mean, if you're, I mean, people may be in error and think that their building doesn't recycle. I don't know how many buildings that would be. Generally, it seems like when people come to the site, they're pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say there's 100% accuracy, but I think even if they do report it, they think it doesn't, it highlights the problem of, like, the building should be educating you about whether there's recycling, because that's kind of their...
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, let's go back a little bit.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, they're supposed to post that in the building, and it should be readily apparent whether your building recycles or not.
Right.
The fact that you weren't able to tells me that perhaps it's not as obvious, and that they haven't really given good enough public notice.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's sort of a matter of communication with tenants about just like anything else about the building. I mean, I think it's sort of a basic part of services to, I mean, as far as having a recycling plan.
I agree with you there. I think recycling is a basic city service. If they pick up your trash, they should pick up your recycling.
Yeah.
And the fact that we've got 400,000 units in the city, where it's catch-as-catch-can. I mean, some high-rises do recycle and have good services, but as you're learning from your app, a lot of them don't. Now, it's been up for like 4 days, as you said. You were down for part of one day.
Right.
What happened there?
We surpassed the level of visitors that we could handle with the subscriptions we have to Google Maps API. I think it's like 2,500 hits per day, and then within a day, we got, I think, way more than 2,500 hits.
Yikes.
So that took us, people were no longer able to search their address or enter it. And then also with a special little extension we have called Mapbox that kind of makes our map more pretty, we also reached the threshold for how many times people could call up the map and look at it. So we had to, a place called Smart Chicago Collaborative actually donated a business license for us for Google Maps API. So I think we have unlimited now calls to the address and the same for Mapbox.
That tells you something, doesn't it? That in the first day, there was such a demand. And I will say that there was a story in DNA Info online about your app. And I would think that it had something to do with your site being overwhelmed.
Yeah, I would guess it did. I mean, it went kind of viral. Like, I posted in a site called Every Block, which is just for kind of
Okay. You were in Every Block, too. A lot of people look at that.
Yeah, I searched on the search term recycling, and I just looked at what anybody had said about, hey, I don't understand what goes on with recycling, or why can't I recycle in this building? And then I just posted, why don't you post on our site if you're in a 5-plus unit building and you're not getting recycling? So I think a lot of traffic came from there, too, and then a lot of Twitter and Facebook, and also the people at OpenGov OpenGov Hack Night have been really supportive, too.
Yeah, and you can find, put it on our homepage at chicagorecycling.org, and actually, you would go to chicagorecyclingcoalition.org the new one.
There we go.
There we are, and there's your app.
Oh, wow.
And it's right front and center on the homepage, which is chicagorecyclingcoalition.org. And I'm hoping that helped. I've been posting it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And other people are sharing it. And how many hits have you had? Oh, well, I guess response. Hits is one thing, but people who have actually identified buildings, how many of those have you had?
You know, we're getting a really steady stream, so let me just refresh the page because we literally, it changes every couple minutes, so I'm going to just zoom out. So it's, you know, a couple minutes ago it was 605, now it's 610.
So you've had, in 4 days, you've had 610 people say, my building doesn't recycle.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, it can be people in the same building. We've had a lot of multiple reports for the same building saying, oh, yeah, you're right, it doesn't recycle. Sometimes we've actually had conversations in the comment section like, oh, there is recycling. Someone else says, where? That's happened. I saw that happen once. But generally, a lot of the reports are people saying, oh, yeah, I dump my recyclables in my neighbor's blue bin. A lot of comments like that.
I think of that goes on a lot in the city of Chicago right now because folks are confused, and that's part of the problem with the way the city handles recycling. Because of Blue Bag, because of the lag in rolling out Blue Cart, we're decades behind other cities in recycling, and I think people have gotten cynical, and they assume it's not being done, and when it is, they don't know that they can do it in their own building, and so they're throwing stuff into blue carts down the alley or whatever. It's a mess.
Yeah. I have seen some comments just like on the DNA Info article where some people have gotten so cynical they've just given up. They think, oh, my recyclables, even if I put them in recycling, it gets mixed with trash anyway. I'm not going to try anymore.
That's a problem. You have to overcome that inertia and the years of inadequate systems to do this. So you've got 610 people right now who are saying this, and in the next few weeks, you're going to have thousands. You're going to have thousands of reports is what I suspect, as people find out about the app.
Yeah. It seems to have struck a nerve with people. So
it absolutely has. So what do you plan to do with that information once you have gathered it?
I think we'd really like to use the numbers to show public support for enforcing the recycling law. That would be the burden of enforcing the law would be on the city. I think that's a really good first step, is just to enforce this law. You already have it on the books. I think at some point that's going to require like an enforcement agent, somebody who is in charge of seeing whether these buildings are recycling or not. I'm also supposing that would have to be somebody in the Department of Streets and Sanitation, since there's no longer an environment department. But
don't get me started on that one, okay?
Yeah.
But you're right. Unless you enforce the law, who needs to follow it?
Yeah, I do really put the burden on the city. I mean, I think the landlords, yes, if you, it's right to recycle.
Well, that's a really good point, though, too, is that landlords should, but, you know, people take the line of least resistance often in the world.
Yeah. I mean, if they would have, they have to pay extra, which at least, I mean, I think it would even out eventually because you'd have less trash, more recycling, but people don't think that way. They think of the immediate, so. I mean, I think if we could get an alderman or maybe a mayoral candidate behind the issue, that'd be great. I know there are a lot of issues out there.
Well, there's still time before the elections, although the primaries are coming up soon here in Chicago. You might want to take this to a candidate and say, hey, look at these numbers. This is not good. Assuming that the numbers continue to increase, I'm betting you'll hit, by the end of the weekend, you'll hit 1,000, is what I would think. Again, it depends on how fast you can get this out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we do have more publicity coming up, and I think I'm hoping that will kind of feed on itself and as we get more exposure.
Who's jumping on board with this?
On Monday, I am going on WBEZ, so...
Well, then I guess I have to scoop them, don't I, on my own podcast, right?
Definitely, yeah. You want me to...
Okay, I will do that. We'll have to get this posted.
Okay.
But how many people helped work on this app?
There were, you know, it's been, in total, I'd say 4. I mean, it's sort of, there's been a lot of people doing small contributions. One person, he started out and really kind of set up the back end and the framework. I definitely worked on it as like an interaction designer, which is what I do in real life.
What's an interaction designer?
Well, we make websites and mobile apps or anything with a screen more usable for people, so we will plan out screens and interactions and a lot of times content and language of sites and the architecture of sites.
So are you more the visual and the function? What are the different aspects of putting an app together? Let me ask that.
Oh, well, there's a lot to it, and I mean, I should also, we have two people who program the app, so that Ben Wilhelm and Alex Kahn, so they were doing sort of more the back end, which, I mean, it's a lot having to work with kind of the data, getting Google Maps in there, and then the CSS and sort of, I mean, they would be more the people to go on the actual technical details, but there's sort of the back end, and I'm more the front end, the presentation. I did all the content for the site, so all the writing you see in there is me, and then making it work, and sort of, and also some of the visual design are Ben and Alex.
Uh-huh. All right, just to make me happy, let's refresh. I want to see if we've gotten
okay,
any. We were at
sure.
610 here.
Right.
Refreshing.
611.
We got one more while we were talking.
Yeah, I mean, actually,
ding,
people.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, I mean, even very late at night last night, I've been kind of glued to the app, but I saw people, little reports coming in, so it's kind of nice.
Well, you must be kind of obsessed with it at the moment.
Yeah, I am. I mean, all of us worked on it so hard. We've probably worked 6 months or more on it.
Yeah, I know. You and I talked. What, 3 months ago, I think.
It
was about halfway through the process, I guess.
And I know we talked at the beginning of the process when we were trying to figure out our direction and
right.
just the background and the history of recycling and kind of where we fit in. So it's been a really long process. I mean, for me, I'm glad I did the research on the issues and kind of got a grounding in how this all fits in.
Well, yeah, you can actually go to the app and you can find the ordinance, the Burke-Hanson Ordinance, which went into law in, I believe, January of 1995, so it's exactly 20 years old.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary law that nobody pays any attention to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it exists. It's out there, and we do have links to it if you want to
right,
go
and
into
you can,
the details.
And, because you've had questions, too. I understand somebody asked a question, well, does this apply to commercials?
Yeah.
Commercial businesses? Is this apply to... what was the other? It was
commercial businesses and entertainment venues.
Entertainment, right?
Yeah, she was thinking. I think she specifically mentioned the Riviera and all the plastic cups that get thrown away after performances. And so I looked at the law and I consulted with you and I said, yeah, it does apply. It is technically the high density residential and commercial something source reduction
yes.
ordinance.
Yeah.
So it does apply.
I would hope the Riviera has enough conscience.
Yeah.
To do it anyway. And I don't know. I'm not, you know, I'm not pointing a finger at them because, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's we produce a lot of waste as a society, and we have to figure out how to handle it. And this is a really good start for Chicago. And it's sad that 20 years down the road, it's just a start. I mean, but this is, I believe, you'll be able to take this and show key decision makers. And I bet they're going to respond strongly to this, I would hope.
Yeah, you know, and after our article in DNA and Food, I think the journalists actually did contact Streets and Sanitation. I mean, they had sort of a blanket comment that was like,
yeah.
You know, we work with landlords.
Yeah, that right, exactly. They're not going to, they can't defend it right now. I mean, I'm sorry. I've I'm not being much of a reporter here, being an opinion guy, but I've studied this for so long, there's no defense for the way this has been done for 20 years in Chicago. You could make an argument because Mayor Emanuel says, well, now we've got the city covered for recycling,
right,
because he's got the 600,000 carts rolled out, blue carts. Well, that's
right,
just those buildings.
Right.
It's not the high-rises. So you don't have the city covered, actually. And
yeah,
and as we all know, the second part, as you learned in your own building, education is important.
It's
you
huge.
Need to know how to do this.
Yeah, you need to tell people how to recycle, what to recycle, when to recycle, why.
And that is still, it's a mystery to many people. It's like part science, part magic, part art. I don't know. It's hard to understand what we can recycle and what we can't recycle in Chicago, even though, and to the city's credit, they have their little brochure that or the refrigerator sticker you can put on there, and it tells you in general, but
yeah,
there are so many things that our society produces that are questionable that folks don't know what they can do with.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen on other cities' sites, like seen in San Francisco, they have a thing where you can look up what you can recycle, like literally do a search. Can I recycle this? And then
I think that would be great for the city of Chicago. Maybe that's your next app.
Yeah, I mean, got the momentum, but yeah, I mean.
Do you intend to continue along the line of recycling, or are you moving on to some other subject?
I mean, I'd love to follow this to some sort of end, or maybe not conclusion, but I really would like this to affect policy. I don't want to just say, "Hey, there's a problem." I'd like to see if there is a solution. Like, can we enforce the law?
Along that line, as an app creator and your fellow app creators, and by the way, I should mention we're talking to Claire Micklin, who is the creator, one of the creators of MyBuildingDoesn'tRecycle.com. Do you see you guys, are these folks interested in affecting policy when they create apps?
I would think yes. I mean, I tried to make a pretty direct link to it. I mean, I think it's always good to have a simple message, like, let's get the law enforced. There are a lot of details that have to be worked out with that, even if that happens. But yeah, I think with Open Government Hack Night, I mean, I think with, you know, I mean, is there sewage in the Chicago River was sort of...
I've seen some of those. I talked to... who's our mutual friend? Who's,
Derek
Eater. He's created some very cool apps, and more are on the way, I'm sure, in the pipeline.
Yeah, no, I definitely think there are, yeah.
So folks want to know about that, they should go to OpenGov Hack Night. You can just put that in a search engine and you'll get the page. And they've been doing this for, what, 2.5-3 years?
Every Tuesday. It's really popular. We've had to move to a new venue because there's so many people interested. I think people are really interested in doing apps for social good and that encourage civic participation and just make people, you know, able to participate productively in society better.
And what's wonderful about it is it's a combination of people who are interested in making social policy or changing social policy with... geeks, technical people, and everybody comes together and they talk about problems. And I meant geek in a good way, by the way, because this is really cool. And then they come up with these apps, and sometimes, as we mentioned before, they use data that's already there, and sometimes, as you're doing, which is why I find you're so interesting, you're creating data.
Yeah, I think we're creating data. We're also making a statement and calling policymakers' attention to an issue, because I think when you get more and more people and more media attention, they will have to answer in a way that is not so general and noncommittal.
Mm-hmm.
They may have to say, we're going to do this, we're not going to do this, because I think really I'm not ready to stop being involved until something concrete happens, not a promise or we're reaching out, something.
Well, all I can say is congratulations, Claire. This is great. We'll keep track of this. All right, let's refresh it one more time.
Okay. I'm just doing that all for 5 days straight. So.
You're like the monkey in cocaine, right?
Oh, is it? Oh my
Look,
gosh, 612.
We're up 612. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Two people have clicked on it while we've been sitting here talking.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing?
This is 3:25 on a Saturday afternoon, so.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Claire, congratulations. Well, I'm sure we will talk again soon.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks very much for having me.
And again, the site is mybuildingdoesn'trecycle.com. If you don't live in Chicago, it's not going to do you much good. If you do, you're going to learn a lot about what we're doing here and what we're not doing right in the city of Chicago.
Here's an addendum to the story. As I was starting to leave, Claire and I got to talking about her own building and what she's going to do, and I asked her if she was going to check into recycling in your own building, and what do you think you are going to do?
You know, I think I'd like to ask my landlord if we do in fact have recycling. I mean, I'm pretty hopeful that we do because we have two dumpsters labeled like recycling, like the waste hauler's name on it. But I think a lot of people don't exactly understand what's going on. I see some people have stolen the neighbor's trash can, so they must think that there is some recycling. But yeah, I'd like to, if possible, contact my landlord, and if in fact there is recycling, ask to be like the recycling captain and just put up some little informational flyers about the recycling dumpsters and that they are in fact for recycling, and then maybe if I can figure out what to do with trash, I would do that too. So,
well, it seems to me that in creating this app, you've actually made yourself more aware of what's going on and maybe taken a little more personal responsibility for it.
Yeah, definitely more than I used to. I remember I used to just kind of make clandestine trips to the neighbor's recycling bin, but now I'm kind of thinking maybe there's something else I can do besides that. So I'll try to actually affect the change.
I like the idea of you being the recycling captain.
Yeah.
For, well, maybe, how many units are in your building?
There are 18.
Oh, so you could handle that. 18's not that many.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and our building is kind of sectioned off into three sections, so, but I mean, I think I can handle three sections, so.
Well, welcome to the wonderful world of activism,
yeah,
Claire.
Yeah, I've arrived, so, yeah.
Yes, you have. You've arrived. Well, good luck with that. I hope, when you get that information, you got to let me know and tell me about what you found out about your building.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that there's recycling and maybe there's trash too somewhere, so.
Okay, let's go to the app one more time.
Okay,
let's do one more. We were at 612 last time. Survey says
613.
We keep getting them one by one, tripling in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks,
so,
Claire.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.